most comfortable or in between. Arms are where they're comfortable, resting on top, the side, out to the side. You just want to be comfortable. So go ahead and adjust hips, shoulders, head, and take a relaxing breath. But you might have some help from your animals. And then we're going to move the toes. Just kind of moving them around. You might want to go up and down. Or wiggle them, whatever feels good. Now we're going to move into the ankles. You can do a full kind of stretch up and down like this. If your feet are out, you would be doing this. Or you can just gently rock them right into the couch there, nice and easy. They're not even really lifting off of the couch, they're just using the softness of a mattress or the couch to move a little. Here, it would just be a smaller, more gentle movement. And breathe, relax, good. And we're going to let the knee come out. You may only want to do this once or twice, or you can do it more if it feels good. Then we're going to do the other one. You can leave your knee bent if you want. This is going to take more effort from this side. If you're on a couch, you may just do one or two of those, or more as feels good. Let it hang if you're in a bed and have the space to do that. Good. Then we're going to shimmy the hips. Breathing, and then we're going to rotate the pelvis up and down, pushing in and up. Only we're not really pushing hard. This is a gentle movement. You might push a little bit through the heels to do this, but try to make it as gentle and easy as possible. Now we're going to take another breath. Good. Let the shoulders sink into the couch. Hips, feet, breathing, going at your own pace. We're going to turn over on your side. As you feel ready, take your time. You can stretch out the legs here. And then you can leave them stretched out or bent, whatever's most comfortable. Arm can be out or up here, whatever feels best. We're going to let this hang here. Come up and down. If that doesn't quite feel good, you can just kind of snake the arm up and down. Either is perfectly fine. The point is for it to feel good and just get some movement in those muscles so we're keeping them from being stiff. Again, just do this once if that's what feels good and you feel tired. Go as slow as you want. You can really slow this down if that feels good. Breathing into it. If you want, you can kind of let it stretch here. Good. And we can bring it down. We're going to do some shoulder rolls and reverse. Good. Stretch out the fingers. Roll the wrist, switch, good, breathe, and as you're ready, we're going to roll over to the other side. Feel free to stop midway, take a breath, and then over. If you're in a bed, you'll be doing the same thing as you just did. If you're on a couch, it's obviously going to differ a little bit because the back of the couch is there, and that's just fine. So we're going to reach up and back. And we can also do that snaking movement that we talked about before. And back. If this does not feel good, you can stop right here. If this does feel good, you can also just breathe into this stretch. And come back. Do that a few times as feels good, or feel free to just take a break and rest. And we'll bring shoulders, shoulder roll, reverse it. Good. Take a breath, take your time, roll back over, find a good position again. Take a breath. If you want, you can kind of stretch out your leg. If it hurts to come down here on the back, you might want to stretch it up, but only if that feels good and doesn't take too much energy.